Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom rozszerzony. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
When I moved here, I had no idea I would end up living next to somebody who made my life a misery. But that's exactly what happened. First, I just ignored the noise and the mess, but the man's behaviour started affecting my life so negatively that I decided to talk to him. He seemed very understanding, but things took a turn for the worse, so I decided to take further steps. I wrote a letter to him threatening to get in touch with the environmental health officer. In the letter, I also informed him that he could be fined heavily. It seems to have done the trick, at least for now. I want to encourage everyone to get to know their legal rights if they find themselves in such a situation. It really gives you confidence when you know how to handle troublemakers who are ruining your life.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
When I moved here, I had no idea I would end up living next to somebody who made my life a misery. But that's exactly what happened. First, I just ignored the noise and the mess, but the man's behaviour started affecting my life so negatively that I decided to talk to him. He seemed very understanding, but things took a turn for the worse, so I decided to take further steps. I wrote a letter to him threatening to get in touch with the environmental health officer. In the letter, I also informed him that he could be fined heavily. It seems to have done the trick, at least for now. I want to encourage everyone to get to know their legal rights if they find themselves in such a situation. It really gives you confidence when you know how to handle troublemakers who are ruining your life.
Two.
So far, we've always cleaned our offices ourselves, but I think it's high time we hired some professional help.
You may be right, but that would mean higher maintenance costs, and we can't afford it.
But our computers are a magnet for dust and dirt, and so is the furniture. Experts say that a pleasant work environment increases productivity. We want people to enjoy coming to work, don't we? Besides, what kind of impression are we making on our clients?
But not many people actually visit our office.
Well, that's true. We deal with clients mostly online.
Do we really need to pay someone to do something we can do ourselves?
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
So far, we've always cleaned our offices ourselves. But I think it's high time we hired some professional help.
You may be right. But that would mean higher maintenance costs, and we can't afford it.
But our computers are a magnet for dust and dirt, and so is the furniture. Experts say that a pleasant work environment increases productivity. We want people to enjoy coming to work, don't we? Besides, what kind of impression are we making on our clients?
But not many people actually visit our office.
Well, that's true. We deal with clients mostly online.
Do we really need to pay someone to do something we can do ourselves?
Three.
The first bicycle path made of recycled plastic bottles and packaging has finally been made available to cyclists. It's part of a scheme aimed at reducing the negative impact of human activity on the environment. The path is the result of cooperation between engineers and an oil and gas company. It has certain advantages, for example, a durability that is 3 times greater than usual and sensors which monitor the temperature of the path's surface. However, some doubts have been raised by a number of green activists. They are warning that small particles of the plastic could find their way into the environment, particularly in high temperatures, so we might have another problem to deal with in the decades to come.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
The first bicycle path made of recycled plastic bottles and packaging has finally been made available to cyclists. It's part of a scheme aimed at reducing the negative impact of human activity on the environment. The path is the result of cooperation between engineers and an oil and gas company. It has certain advantages, for example, a durability that is 3 times greater than usual and sensors which monitor the temperature of the path's surface. However, some doubts have been raised by a number of green activists. They are warning that small particles of the plastic could find their way into the environment, particularly in high temperatures, so we might have another problem to deal with in the decades to come.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. Something terrible happened to me while I was in Florence. I was robbed, or rather my bank account was. I wasn't aware that someone had installed skimmers that copy card numbers and PINs at a cash machine in the area, and that's how they cleaned out my account. I was shocked because I had taken all the precautions, including inspecting the card reader and covering the keypad. Moreover, the cash machine was inside a bank, so I felt it was secure. After finding out what had happened, I went on social media and websites for travelers to warn everybody. Two.
While on holiday, my husband and I went to a supermarket. When my husband tried to use his card to pay, the checkout assistant said it had been declined. After she tried 3 times, I ran out to the car to get my card. When it was declined as well, the checkout assistant remarked that we probably had no money in our account. It made me feel so embarrassed, especially as there was a big queue behind us. People must have thought we were fraudsters. I was also afraid somebody had stolen all the money from our account. Fortunately, back at the hotel, we learned from the media that there had been a serious nationwide problem with our bank's system.
Three. One day after returning home, I realized I had lost my wallet. My debit card was inside, so I was worried that someone might be able to use it. I was about to call my bank to cancel the card when I saw a car pulling in. The driver got out and headed towards my door. To my surprise, it turned out that he had my wallet and had come to return it. I was so overjoyed that I didn't even thank him. So I posted a message on social media, hoping he might find it. After all, it's a small world. Still, when the emotions had worn off, I called the bank to check my balance and the transactions made on my account. Although everything was fine, I had my card blocked just in case. Four.
I was just going to pay a museum admission fee when I realised that my card was missing, I immediately went to the local branch of my bank and had the card blocked. The clerk checked my account, and I discovered that a few unauthorised transactions had already been made with my card. The bank offered to print out a summary of the transactions so that I could take it to the police. Because the total amount that I'd lost was only £20, I decided not to bother. Then all of a sudden, the bank transferred the money to my account. It was such an unexpected outcome.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
1. Something terrible happened to me while I was in Florence. I was robbed, or rather my bank account was. I wasn't aware that someone had installed skimmers that copy card numbers and PINs at a cash machine in the area, and that's how they cleaned out my account. I was shocked because I had taken all the precautions, including inspecting the card reader and covering the keypad. Moreover, the cash machine was inside a bank, so I felt it was secure. After finding out what had happened, I went on social media and websites for travellers to warn everybody. Two.
While on holiday, my husband and I went to a supermarket. When my husband tried to use his card to pay, the checkout assistant said it had been declined. After she tried three times, I ran out to the car to get my card. When it was declined as well, the checkout assistant remarked that we probably had no money in our account. It made me feel so embarrassed, especially as there was a big queue behind us. People must have thought we were fraudsters. I was also afraid somebody had stolen all the money from our account. Fortunately, back at the hotel, we learned from the media that there had been a serious nationwide problem with our bank's system.
Three. One day after returning home, I realised I had lost my wallet. My debit card was inside, so I was worried that someone might be able to use it. I was about to call my bank to cancel the card when I saw a car pulling in. The driver got out and headed towards my door. To my surprise, it turned out that he had my wallet and had come to return it. I was so overjoyed that I didn't even thank him. So I posted a message on social media, hoping he might find it. After all, it's a small world. Still, when the emotions had worn off, I called the bank to check my balance and the transactions made on my account. Although everything was fine, I had my card blocked just in case. Four.
I was just going to pay a museum admission fee when I realised that my card was missing. I immediately went to the local branch of my bank and had the card blocked. The clerk checked my account and I discovered that a few unauthorised transactions had already been made with my card. The bank offered to print out a summary of the transactions so that I could take it to the police. Because the total amount that I'd lost was only £20, I decided not to bother. Then all of a sudden, the bank transferred the money to my account. It was such an unexpected outcome.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
There has always been a demand for crocodile skin and elephant tusks, but now cacti are in danger. Our guest is Ray O'Neill, Chief Park Ranger from Saguaro National Park in Arizona. Ray, cactus theft seems to have become much more common recently. Why do you think this is so?
There have always been collectors ready to pay any price for a desirable cactus. And there have always been people eager to earn money by selling rare species. We also have visitors who just want to take a souvenir home. But a crucial factor is that cacti have recently become an important feature of hipster decor. Landscapers and architects are setting trends for using these plants in our homes and gardens. This is the primary reason why cacti have exploded in popularity and why they fetch such high prices on the black market. Needless to say, these trends are threatening to destroy some species forever.
Are there any factors that make it easier to steal cacti?
Of course. First and foremost, there are some legal questions about trade conducted on the internet, because certain issues are not precisely defined by law, and people who steal cacti take advantage of that. Some of them believe they can escape the attention of US Fish and Wildlife Service officers. Luckily, we have a large team of specialists who deal with such cases, and the vast majority of criminal activities are prevented. Yet, sadly, not every criminal gets caught. After all, catching thieves red-handed in remote deserts can be a real challenge.
I've interviewed the presidents of some regional cactus clubs, and they have all shared tales of crime. Do you have one you would like to share with us, Ray?
Yes. In 2007, a landscaper, accompanied by a friend, dug up 17 saguaros, which are an iconic species. While the thieves were trying to load the cacti into a pickup truck, they were caught by a ranger who was on a walking patrol in our park. The landscaper had to serve 8 months in federal prison. That was one of the harshest penalties ever for a cactus thief. His partner in crime was sentenced to 6 months of home confinement and 100 hours of community service.
Are there any ways to prevent cactus theft?
One imaginative example of prevention is a project developed by Jean Joseph, who runs a specialist cactus farm. Jean believes that the best way to prevent illegal trade is to grow new cacti from seed on specialist farms such as his. He thinks that when rare plants are produced in this way and then legally sold to the public, the pressure to steal from the wild decreases. However, it takes up to 20 years for a cactus to reach a size at which it can be sold.
Can technology help fight cactus theft?
Yes, it can. Saguaro National Park has started implanting cacti with microchips to discourage criminals. Invisible microchips have been inserted into about 1,000 cacti in some areas of the park. If it's suspected that a cactus for sale has been stolen, a quick scan and the use of our database will determine whether it has been taken from the park. Since the chips were installed, there have been fewer cases of cactus theft. The scheme has turned out to be so effective that other parks have started using the same method.
Thank you for talking to us, Ray.
It's my pleasure.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
There has always been a demand for crocodile skin and elephant tusks, but now cacti are in danger. Our guest is Ray O'Neill, Chief Park Ranger from Saguaro National Park in Arizona. Ray, cactus theft seems to have become much more common recently. Why do you think this is so?
There have always been collectors ready to pay any price for a desirable cactus. And there have always been people eager to earn money by selling rare species. We also have visitors who just want to take a souvenir home. But a crucial factor is that cacti have recently become an important feature of hipster decor. Landscapers and architects are setting trends for using these plants in our homes and gardens. This is the primary reason why cacti have exploded in popularity and why they fetch such high prices on the black market. Needless to say, these trends are threatening to destroy some species forever.
Are there any factors that make it easier to steal cacti?
Of course. First and foremost, there are some legal questions about trade conducted on the internet, because certain issues are not precisely defined by law, and people who steal cacti take advantage of that. Some of them believe they can escape the attention of US Fish and Wildlife Service officers. Luckily, we have a large team of specialists who deal with such cases, and the vast majority of criminal activities are prevented. Yet, sadly, not every criminal gets caught. After all, catching thieves red-handed in remote deserts can be a real challenge.
I've interviewed the presidents of some regional cactus clubs, and they have all shared tales of crime. Do you have one you would like to share with us, Ray?
Yes. In 2007, a landscaper, accompanied by a friend, dug up 17 saguaros, which are an iconic species. While the thieves were trying to load the cacti into a pickup truck, they were caught by a ranger who was on a walking patrol in our park. The landscaper had to serve 8 months in federal prison. That was one of the harshest penalties ever for a cactus thief. His partner in crime was sentenced to 6 months of home confinement and 100 hours of community service.
Are there any ways to prevent cactus theft?
One imaginative example of prevention is a project developed by Jean Joseph, who runs a specialist cactus farm. Jean believes that the best way to prevent illegal trade is to grow new cacti from seed on specialist farms such as his. He thinks that when rare plants are produced in this way and then legally sold to the public, the pressure to steal from the wild decreases. However, it takes up to 20 years for a cactus to reach a size at which it can be sold.
Can technology help fight cactus theft?
Yes, it can. Saguaro National Park has started implanting cacti with microchips to discourage criminals. Invisible microchips have been inserted into about 1,000 cacti in some areas of the park. If it's suspected that a cactus for sale has been stolen, a quick scan and the use of our database will determine whether it has been taken from the park. Since the chips were installed, there have been fewer cases of cactus theft. The scheme has turned out to be so effective that other parks have started using the same method.
Thank you for talking to us, Ray.
It's my pleasure.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.